Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So, Felix Bautista likely out for the rest of the season. Jeremy Kahn, Felix this year was having a really good bounce back season. Was not nearly as dominant as he was in 2023, but we expected that. I mean, when you could be not as dominant, but your whip is 1.1 and your ERA is 2.60 and you have 19 saves or 50 strikeouts and 34 and two-thirds innings pitched, I'll take that not as dominant. That tells you that he's not even at his best yet. He could be out for the rest of the season. In your opinion, is that a blessing in disguise?
I mean, it very well could be. It gives you an opportunity to look at some other people. For the fans out there that didn't want him traded, he ain't trading him now. I mean, that's a lock. Nobody's trading for an injured player that might miss the rest of the season. It's just not happening. So if that's something where you wanted Bautista back, you wanted the Mountain to be your closer. But again, we got to make sure this isn't something serious where he's going to miss an extended period of time. It doesn't seem that way now, but you know how quickly things can go awry. Because I don't want to second guess or sit here and go, oh, this guy's definitely going to be back at this point in time. Because after what I've seen with Grayson, I don't know what the hell's going on there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think if you're one of those fans that wanted him back, which a lot of us did, I would have been fine if they traded him. This is like that head and heart thing. Like, my head says, if you can get a ton for him, then yeah, I understand you moving him. But I obviously don't want you to. So, it could end up being a blessing in disguise, because as this team gets healthy, maybe they make some changes, they build for the future, they're bolstering the farm system now. I'm happy that he's going to be back next year. I just hope this isn't something that lingers longer.
He's under team control through 2027, folks. You got him 2 more years under team control. I don't have any desire whatsoever to trade Felix. Never did. I don't think this is anything super serious. The way Tony Mancelino delivered the news didn't seem super serious. It seemed like just really precautionary. You got a guy coming off missing a whole season with TJ surgery. You don't want to go out there put any more stress on the arm.
I had somebody say to me, like, the last time that he got hurt was after a long layoff too. And then you think about the All-Star break, the longer layoff. I don't know. I there's nothing that says that's what's happening.
Right.
But again, I think once you see injuries happen over a period of time, a few times, you want to figure out, is there a kind of a pattern here? Is there something we can look at that we can eliminate?
Someone actually, like, when it took place, blamed the Orioles for pitching him too much. How? Felix Bautista got hurt in 2023. What month was it? August?
I think so.
August. At that time, he had just under 60 appearances. In August, the year before, he had 65. He had 35 appearances. He wasn't on. The year he got hurt, he was on pace to have like 70-something appearances.
Yeah.
He wasn't on that pace. I don't know. How do you think you used him too much?
See, and I get, like, people are always trying to pinpoint. There has to be a scapegoat. There has to be a reason why something went wrong. There has to be a reason why you got hurt, and it can't just be bad luck. Nobody wants to hear that. The thing that I would say is, like, today's one of those days, and I know this is, I'm probably getting in the weeds here talking about it. Like, from a gambling standpoint, I like attacking pitchers after they've done something that I consider an anomaly in today's game.
Right.
Meaning, I'll give you a perfect example. Christopher Sanchez threw a complete game.
Right.
In his last start. He started yesterday against the White Sox. He lost to the White Sox and gave up 4 runs. Brian Wu almost threw a perfect game against the Yankees. So what is he doing? He's throwing more pitches. He's throwing deeper into a game. The next game, he gives up 6 runs and gets blasted. Today, Nick Lodolo's coming off a no-hitter. He's facing the Dodgers. You guys can guess what's going to happen there, because I think Nick Lodolo gets beat up today. But you never know what's going to do it. Was there a time that maybe he pitched 3 games in a row? Was there a time he came in early? I don't know, but I definitely don't think it's because of too many appearances. Mm-hmm. Now, you could look at saying, hey, did they use him too much in this span? Or, you know, was he barking about something? Something was a little sore and he pitched through it and made it worse? Who knows? But you just don't like seeing it in back-to-back years.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I hope he bounces back in 2026 healthy. And if that happens, then this shoulder injury thing is not a bad thing for me, because I didn't want Felix gone, man. I didn't. I think just if you think this year is an anomaly, if you think this year is the year that doesn't count, or doesn't fit, and you think you're back in contention next year, why would you get rid of Felix?
Yeah.
That's the guy. The difference, in my opinion, last year, it probably went in the East and going to the wild card was not having Felix.
Well, I said
early in the season,
I said to you too, like, this is when we trade middle relievers, get as much as you can. They're a dime a dozen. There's a handful of those guys that you go, and some of them have been closers, like Andrew Miller. You go, yes, please. When we had Brock O'Day and Britton going on, you were like, yeah, I don't want to see any of those guys get moved because of how good they were. And they were good over a period of time. It wasn't like a flash in the pan. Like, we had a year where C.N.L. Perez looked like the best reliever in the bullpen.
Right.
And we've had multiple years where he looks like he doesn't belong.
Right? Did you think maybe that C.N.L. Perez, when he passed through waivers and got sent down, that was going to be a temporary thing?
Yeah.
You don't even hear about him anymore.
No. Maybe I don't even know what his numbers look like now.
Yeah, I mean, you don't hear about him. It's like he just doesn't exist anymore, I thought.
So the point, though, with the closers, though, you can get more for them.
Yeah.
Because of, especially when you have guys that have multiple years. We've seen teams fleece other teams for a closer that they get for 2 years. And I'm not saying bullpen pieces are a dime a dozen, but every once in a while you put a guy in that situation, you're like, I never thought about him as a closer. He's doing a pretty damn good job, i.e. Luke Weaver with the Yankees this year when Devin Williams sucked.
I.e. Felix Bautista.
Yeah,
exactly. You know what I mean? You know, he's an outstanding closer. I just don't want it for a team that wants to go back to the postseason and beyond next year. Lou and Edgewood, what's up, Lou?
Hey, guys.
What's up, Lou?
Sometimes the good Lord works in mysterious ways. You know, I really didn't want to see Bautista go. I don't want to see Mullins or O'Ryan go, but go. But to tell you the truth, man, I just think it was when they said swelling in the shoulder, is that what they were originally describing with his problem?
No, they said, I just heard shoulder discomfort. I didn't hear anything about swelling.
I read it was shoulder swelling. So in my eyes, if I was the GM, shut it down for the year. He just got back from arm injury or a shoulder injury, whatever it was that he came back from. He just came back from injury last year. I'd shut him down too and then try to save him for next year. It may not help as far as a trade piece, but think about it. If we could keep him for next year,
Lulu, I'm not disputing you. Where did you see swelling in the shoulder? I heard discomfort. I didn't know there was there swelling in the shoulder, Joe?
He said there's swelling in the shoulder right now, and they can't make a diagnosis due to the swelling.
The swelling. Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Lou. Appreciate that. I didn't see the swelling part. That's why I figured, knowing Lou, he saw it or heard it. That's why I asked him where he saw it or heard. By the way, C.N.L. Perez. His ERA right now is in the minors, 6.61.
Is high good or is high bad?
In 16 games, that's bad.
Like low is bad for batting average.
Yeah, low is good for ERA.
Did you know that, Joe, that it's the exact opposite for pitchers and hitters?